Now we're looking at elk herd in the Wichita Mountains. First of all, this is by Barbara Vopel.
Barbara Vopel was just a lovely little artist. She lived in a single wide trailer near Okmulgee and Henrietta. She moved to Oklahoma from California so she could paint horses. She loved to paint horses. Also, in order to paint horses, she had to learn to paint a setting for them rather than just portraits of horses. She learned to paint scenery. She's kind of self-taught, you might say. I first saw her work, and I thought, boy, she ought to fit somewhere in our program. So former state representative Don McCorkle wanted to sponsor a very major painting for the House of Representatives. This painting's 60 by 96 inches. Don McCorkle is originally from Lawton, Oklahoma. So this fit very well with what he wanted to do. This is about the elk herd in the Wichita Mountains, just west of Lawton, Oklahoma. We went down there and photographed this place. She wanted to paint it in springtime so she could show the wildflowers that are natural to that area. At that time, the elk would have their antlers in velvet because they'd just be growing. She said she had difficulty painting the elk. She had to paint this one elk that you see here about three times, she said, because it kept looking like a horse since she had painted so many horses in her life. But she did such a beautiful job, she did three different paintings for us. It's sponsored, again, by Don McCorkle. The Wichita Mountains Wildlife Preserve was established by Teddy Roosevelt.
And many people from across the United States, having never been to Oklahoma, would have a hard time believing they're looking there at Oklahoma.
Yep.